Authorities acted following an attack Sunday on a frozen food factory in western Baghdad. Gunmen stormed the factory and shot two workers and abducted 24 others. Seven of the workers were later found dead, and the fate of the others is unknown. Sunni leaders accuse security forces of allowing Shiite militias to carry out the attack on the factory. The U.S. military spokesman in Iraq, Major General William Caldwell, said the Iraqi police brigade in the area of the factory has been taken off duty and ordered to undergo retraining for alleged complicity with militias.
There is clear evidence that there was some complicity in allowing death squad elements to move freely when in fact they're supposed to have been impeding their movement.
Meanwhile, violence continued around Baghdad and elsewhere in Iraq. Iraqi security officials say a bomb attack against Iraq's industry minister killed around a dozen people and wounded scores more in southern Baghdad. The minister, Fawaz al-Hariri, survived the attack, but three of his bodyguards died. The bombing occurred as the minister's convoy was passing through a predominantly Christian neighborhood. Several buildings were severely damaged and many cars destroyed. An angry resident blamed the U.S. and the Iraqi governments for Iraq's continuing violence. He said the government and the Americans have had 3 years, and in his view, nothing has been done to help the people. And violence continued outside Baghdad. In one incident, police said a suicide truck bomber attacked Iraqi army headquarters in western Ramadi, wounding many people. Jim Randall, VOA News, Erbil.